The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
This is John Namath, and you're listening to the man, the myth, and the legend, Frank Cardillo on Cardillo Chronicles.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7, and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully, and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk.
Let that be a lesson to you. Now this.
I'm Frank Cotolo for The Dummy's Guide to the U.S. Let's look at America, a country so rich in natural resources that American people throw out more good things each day than can be made in China in a dog's age. Speaking of dogs, as you travel this great country, you will see many different species of dogs, some owned by people, and others, strays that wander the cities and countryside looking for food. Hungry, though, is something no American state lets you become if you visit. Unlike being one of the too many Americans who go hungry every day, visitors can eat until their hearts are content or thoroughly congested. Either way, every state from Oregon to Virginia and the others I have left out is stocked with all the food you want, even if it is Chinese and not American. Accommodations in America are everywhere, and just about all of them have beds. So, staying overnight between days is not only fun, it's costly. You can stay at hotels, which are large and usually have elevators, or you can stay at motels, which are small and usually have bedbugs. But whatever you stay, and wherever you stay, and whatever you do, you can be sure it will be one more night in this great land. If you like to swim, try staying somewhere that offers a pool. If you like to dance, try staying somewhere that offers alcohol. As for children, bring them along when you travel across America, because we have Mickey Mouse. That's right. At the original Disneyland in California and the subpar, highly overrated Disney World in Florida, you can spend almost every dollar you have doing great things with the kids while loving the frolicking little mouse created by Walt Disney himself. Kids also love America's wild, wild west, although it has been tamed since the days men went around shooting each other and leaving dead bodies to rot in the sun. There are remnants of the colorful days of cowboys. Learn about how these men paved the way for a justice system that even today has large holes in it. Visit great states in Texas. America is a great place to visit. And remember, you don't have to be smart to have a great time. I'm Frank Cotolo for The Dummy's Guide to the U.S.
Wolfman Jack on the Hallelujah Trail.
The Hallelujah.
Trail. Pow, 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 pow.
paper or plastic. Just fill my empty sagging ass out. That's all they're good for. That's why I say eat, munch, eat. Because I know my body's changed. I used to, there was a time in my life I dreamed of being a professional athlete, I swear. And then I thought, well, I just want to be a great athlete. I want to play basketball all the time. I love sports. And then I just want to be in good cardiovascular shape. Now, I just don't want... It's very hard being a comedian and not being a wise guy in certain situations, you know? It's like at the airport, those security questions. I've got to bite my tongue. I got to check my bag. Has a stranger pack your bags? You know, it's funny you should ask. I was at home the other night, right? And not one, but two strangers come up at my house, and they say, we understand you're going on a little trip. Any chance you could pack your bags? Oh, you seem like nice enough, stranger. Take them upstairs. You know what I need. Don't be a stranger, La Strange. Have your bags been in your sight since you left the house? Well, it's so hard to drive and keep looking back.
Comes out. Well, that didn't work. What are you looking at? Okay. Neo-postmodernists, you sunburnt sicklemen. Make holiday. Here we go again. Take off your high heel. Put on your high heel sneakers. I'm going to get this together eventually. Wake up. It's night. Everybody. Wake up. It's night. Everybody.
Wake up. It's night.
I told you. Philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence, netterati, couple surfers, netaholics, and infomaniacs. Here we go again. Boy, I'm telling you, if there was any more entertainment available on the internet, it can't be found tonight. Live from, I was going to say New York, but I don't want to be live from New York anymore. My name is Frank Atoma. My man's name adorns the title of the show. And once again, we will delve into things no one will delve into. We leave all the junk to the people who make the money in radio, and we do the important stuff. That's what happens. As the Bard of Broadcasting takes you into the present. There you go. Uh-oh, look, you see, we got one of these, look at this, see, hear that? Okay, we had a We have a slight problem as we begin the show. Oh, we got two problems. This place is going to hell in a handbasket. Look at that. There's a towel in there. Yeah, we have a... We're moving right along here. My name is Frank Atolo. From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and Jeffrey Bordello, we have a little problem. But we're gonna sit right through it. Gosh darn it. Nobody move, okay? Things are going to start happening here. Wait, I know. Just move that down there. Things will start moving here as we get... we've lost complete control of our... everything just broke down all at once, but you know what? We're going to continue, and we're going to move right along. And you know what's funny? What's really weird? Look at the time. At the exact time that everything broke down, 9/11. Is that strange or what? That's a coincidence. I'm trying to... we've lost... Okay. Somehow, if we get... Uh-oh, here we go. Did we get it? Okay, okay, come on. We're close. Okay, we lost. Did we lose it? We get it? We got it. Whew. We lost all control of our wireless, so the mouse was not able to be used. So the cue went right into something it shouldn't have gone into. And as you could see, I had to move this. I think we're back. No, we're not back. See, this is a strange occurrence that happens when you attempt to put together the technology of old and meld it with the technology of new. It's actually funny that happens on a show where we're going to try to meld generations. Look! There's a little crack. You can't close that bathroom door completely. You people who are listening are not able to see what's going on here. But that's not a damn shame. That's actually a very good thing, because you wouldn't want to see what's going on here right now, which is another reason why we don't do the cam. You know, people always saying, why don't you put a cam there so we could see you while you do this? And that's ridiculous. That's not radio, right? Then suddenly it's television, and suddenly you got to look. You're always distracted when you're looking at something. Well, what I wanted to do was if I could do that, it would be great to have subtitles, and I got to figure out how to have subtitles. And I would just speak in a completely different language and just let them read it. And then, you know, be no use to do it at all. Not that there is a use to do this at all. There is no use to do this at all in any event. And I'm keeping them at bay, my friends, because I am not alone. And nor do I have anybody on the Skype line. I have live people here tonight. But first I want to mention this, because many people, in fact, who have read the blog, and I want to tell you something. We do get 10, 20, 30,000 people a day just checking that blog. The CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com to see what's going to happen on this particular evening. And of course, I put it up on Facebook, where I'm Frank Catolo. I don't use any fake names or anything. It's just me, and you could be my friend there. If you aren't my friend, you could say you could request being a friend. And they say, do you know this person? And I'll lie. I'll say, yes, I know you, and you'll be my friend. And we get as many as we can. There is now a limit of friends, right? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. What is the limit here? I hear from the audience. So I hear 5,000. What is it? It's something like that. I haven't either, but I've come curious. You hear that now? That little engine moving in the background? That means that we now have, look, now we can move the, I know, it's stupid. And we don't have to get into it, but I'm going to go back here for a second. We got plenty of time before I get into this. What I mean is the the guests who are here, my co-host, Jeremy Long, probably one of the most, popular comedians here in Grantville. In fact, aside from me, he's the only comedian here in Grantville, at least at the moment, so he can get that title of being, even then he can't be the best, because I'm here, right? You'll have to go to the next thing. And we have someone else who just happened to come by, and boy, was it a great thing that she happened to come by. And I'll tell you why. Because all the people who went to the blog were all looking for the mysterious Miss Pineapple, who was going to be here, who is a millennial baby, and that was going to satisfy the conversation I was going to have as a baby boomer. You like my tie, don't you? See, if they had, I wish, see, that's the only reason I wish we had. Anyway, I dressed up for Miss Pineapple and everything, okay? Because I am indeed a baby boomer, although, and there's always, see, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this, but we do have a problem. That's that our millennial baby didn't make it. So Miss Pineapple will not be on this show, although we will maintain this topic. And then we could bring that topic up again when we get Miss Pineapple here, because, Miss Pineapple will indeed be able to have bring to the table, if there is a table, or the desk, or bring to the desk. They said everything bring to the table. Would you bring that to the table, bring it to the desk, bring it to the snack bar, or whatever we have, and be able to talk about that then. But we are going to talk about the different generations in the show anyway. But I want everybody to know that Miss Pineapple remains anonymous, and we're going to keep Miss Pineapple anonymous, but she will be here one of these weeks. So you're just going to have to keep watching to find out what's going on with that. And I bring this up because this bridging of this generation gap is very important to me. If not important, it's at least something that comes by that I think about once or twice a week. And because we're always talking about generations. And of course, I am not indeed I am not the best representative of my own generation. If you've heard this show over the years, you know that I have not been very complimentary towards my generation or the generation after that, which would be certainly not Generation X. Generation X came after the baby boomers. Okay, we'll find out. Yes, we have an actual, I know, we had an actual pineapple. And see, there's a lot of visuals on this show that nobody's being able to see. It's an actual pineapple. You people can visualize it in your head. You know what a pineapple looks like. Or you could go to CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com. What do you do? Smell the bottom of a plant to see if it's... That's how you smell. Yep. You see already, we've learned something, and we're going to learn more from one of our guests here. But so we don't have a millennial baby with us tonight, but we do have different generations. She's not a millennial baby. No, you're not a millennial baby. No, huh? You're a Gen X. Gen Y. You're Gen Y. Gen Y? Not Gen X, Gen Y. Wait a second. How could her mom? Oh, her mom's a, okay. We're gonna give. You're gonna hear us shortly. Why am I looking as if somebody's there? I'll talk to you over there in the corner, as if you are everybody out there. This is. But so anyway, we're going to do this talk, and we're going to talk about the generations and things and stuff. And we're gonna and I guess my reasoning that I wanted to say this is what I was going to say in the beginning, whether there was a Miss Pineapple here or not. And that is that I think I'm the best possible person to be able to bridge this gap, because I am the creator of the Hallelujah Trail. And we all know that we're moving along at a battleship pace, trying to keep up with everything that's going on in the world in terms of technology, how it affects us. And you know that, because that is the Hallelujah Trail. And so many people of my generation are just, they're old, fat, and bald now, and they don't really want, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk about your parents, though. No, your parents aren't old, fat, and bald. No, forget about it. All right, because I'm like, I could be your parent. But we'll talk, I know, you don't know who I'm talking with, but I will talk with her shortly. Okay, so the point I'm trying to make here, if there is any point at all, is the fact that I will be the best person to bridge this gap, and we're going to continue this with any number of people over the summer to try to. Can we keeping you up, sir? A large yawn from the corner of the studio. I love it. But we'll be this is Catolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Catolo. I'm the man's name, but during the title of the show, we're going to do some things. We're going to be talking to our guests, one of our guests. And we only have this one mic, so I'm going to be swinging it around, okay? So give it a beat. When I hand you the mic, count. You'll go, you know what, a beat? You've done acting, haven't you? She hasn't done any acting. Okay, well, that'll change tonight, that's for sure. Here's who's with me now. Jeremy Long, of course, I told you. He's here every now and then. He is also the director of a new documentary, which we don't know if it's coming out, but we know it will be made and created. It's a documentary. Okay, relax. Okay, I'll give you the mic. It's a documentary about me, And that, of course, means it's going to be very brief and short because, you know, what are you going to do? You can't do a lot about me. But I've opened the scrapbooks and the annals of what are you laughing at? I said anal, and you think anal, and you laugh right away. See, kids are just too much, right? Your kids and butt humor. That they love it, right? You're right? No. Oh, no. Okay, good. We're going to get some different this is good. This is good. We're going to get some. Because, you know, we have a lot of guys on the show, but we have a female. And that's good, because then we get a different outlook too. But anyway, Jeremy Long, where are you going to be playing shortly? Are you going to be out doing any stand up recently?
We'll probably be at the Elks Theater in Middletown.
The Elks Theater in Middletown. Now, those of you out there who are, because this is a global show, what date is that?
The date?
Yeah, what date is that? Read my lips.
Listen, we don't have an official date. Probably the end of the month, though.
So the Elks Theater, which apparently just lets people in at random to perform, will have Jeremy Long. And is this you and the group?
The improv troupe, yeah.
And the improv troupe is called what?
High Fructose Improv.
So wait for the mic. See? I mean, what did I say? What did I say about it? I'll bet you she got the instructions. What did I say about when I give you the mic?
Take a beat.
See? You got to have... This is why. You know, a lot of people say, why women? Why men walking around? Why women? Why women? Why? Because number one, they're the only people on the earth who listen. Okay? That's number one. And that's just a long... I don't want to give you the whole list. It just goes on and on and on. But here's what we're doing. You know, so you're going to be at the Elk Theater with the group called High Fructose Characters. What are their names?
All of their names?
No. You want to say all their names? Go ahead. Maybe they'll feel good. Maybe they'll all put on party hats now.
I bet you they'll like it.
Will you wait for the microphone? This man is a professional. But you want to just do the show? Here's the mic. It's your show.
I'm usually holding it, yeah. Steve and Leanne, and then Beth, Laura, and Troy, and myself consist of High Fructose Improv, the Improv Troupe, and it's a benefit show at the Elks Theater. All the proceeds go back to the Elks Theater for their switch.
You know, if I owned a theater, and listen to this, if I owned a theater and an actor was there and we charged people to come in, and I took a piece of that or all of it, how is that it is a benefit, right? It benefits me. That's why I opened the theater, in order to make the profits. What are you saying? All the proceeds go to the theater. They always go to the theater. What do you think? You think Bill Graham got rich with the Fillmore East and the Fillmore West because he got money. What am I missing here? Maybe you can explain it. The lady in our panel. And let me introduce you to her. This is a good time to introduce you to her right now. She's not Miss Pineapple, and she has signed a release, so she's going to say she's actually going to go by a real name, because Miss Pineapple is a mystery and will remain a mystery. But we have with us here a college graduate. No, not yet, right?
Quite
no.
Yet.
Well, yeah, I know, but you're going to make it. There's no doubt about it. There's no. What are you, a sophomore? What are you?
Junior, actually.
A junior, actually. When I became a junior after a sophomore, but I never got to junior actually status. But so you're a junior actually, and what are you taking?
Secondary English education.
Right, because first was too hard, so you had to take secondary. Is that it, or is secondary above primary?
Secondary is above primary.
Yeah, you see that? She knows it right away. It's like, don't give me that stupid, don't give me that thing stupid. And her name was, as far as I know, will be what?
Lindsay.
Just Lindsay. We're going to go by Lindsay. We're not going to say the last name. I said, you're not going to?
Ditzler, if you need to know.
Ditzler, if you need to know. This is a Dutch name or something? Lindsay Ditzler, if you need to know. I guess, that's not Italian. I know that. It's Lindsay Ditzler. And hold on a second. Okay, nobody laughed. Do people laugh at Ditzler? Is that the kind of, because it's the kind of name that, and I'm not making fun of you, I'm just saying, because, you know, it's the kind of name people, could they go, what? Because they do that with my name, and my name doesn't even, it's not even, you know, that hard. They go, what? What? So Ditzler, you say Ditzler, and they just go, what?
Well, sometimes they try to make a joke, and I shut them down immediately with a threat.
Yeah, people, with a threat, I like it. Lindsay Ditzler is is not a millennial. She's a Generation Y. Why? Generation Y?
Yeah. I suppose so.
Well, your parents, you said, are baby boomers?
Yes, my mother and father are.
And, okay, now when were they born?
64.
Okay, those aren't, no, 60s are not baby boomers. If they're born in 60, they're not baby boomers. If they're born in the 60s, they become Generation X's. Baby boomers, let me explain and define for all of you who don't know, and apparently there are two right in front of me, you know. What are baby boomers? Baby boomers are the children who were born after all the soldiers came back from World War II. Because all the soldiers were away fighting and killing one another. Those who lived, obviously, the only ones who could procreate, came back and immediately, because they were tired of just having French girls and Italian girls out in the middle of the battlefield, they came home to their wives and immediately had children. And it's what?
Well, my grandfather was in World War II. He had 7 girls. So my mom.
Now wait, he had 7 girls when he was in World War II, and then he came home. What do you mean? Oh, he had 7 girls with his wife.
Afterwards, of course.
Oh, okay. Because I've had 7 girls, but we're not going to go into that. Here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying this. I'm saying that I don't think. Wow, you know, I could be your grandfather. Is that what you're saying? You're saying I could be your grandfather.
Yes.
Truthful and honesty, okay? And I expect that from you too, as the co-host, Mr. Jeremy Long. So, where were we? We were introducing Lindsay, who's in secondary English
education.
That's being a teacher?
Yes, in the high school level.
And high school teacher, so you're going to be teaching. They're going to be reading novels like A Separate Piece, and what else? What do they read?
The Great Gatsby.
In high school?
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, I like this. She's a curriculum corrupter. She wants to corrupt the curriculum. You're not going to read that Gatsby garbage if I'm your teacher, that's for sure. And she doesn't sound like that, but she's going to. When you finish secondary education, that's how your voice sounds. You become, no matter what your sex, you become a voice like that. So I'll be reading what? What would your name? Okay, so the point here is we now have the generational idea. You were born when?
1989.
You know, that's the year, and it's amazing to me that I had like full consciousness, although some people will never admit to that anyway, but I had full consciousness when I came to Pennsylvania in 1989.
You saw the suitcase over there.
You saw my suitcase? Yeah, I still haven't unpacked. Isn't that amazing? I've been here since 1989. I got a suitcase with my, no wonder I've been wearing the same shirt for 20 years. And I came here, and you were just being born, and you were born where? You don't have to say the exact area, but you were born here in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Lebanon.
Lebanon? Is that? That's not Lebanon. It's Lebanon. Lebanon, right?
Yes, not Lebanon. Lebanon.
Lebanon. Do you know that wherever I lived in a number of different states and places, and there is a Lebanon in almost every state. It's amazing that why it's such a popular name. But in any event, let's not worry about that. What happened? What? Why did you point to the screen, sir?
No, I was pointing to you, and I was going to say only one Lebanon that makes the famous Lebanon bologna.
That's right. Although
they drop it every year. They drop the Lebanon bologna every year.
This Lebanon bologna thing is really starting to piss me off, okay? I've been here 20 years, and I see people walking around who are they're all members of this community in Pennsylvania, and it's like, I grew up with the greatest cold cuts in the world in New York. Boar's Head were the greatest, and everybody had them, okay? And nobody ever once said, let me have a Lebanon bologna and cheese, and they did talk like that. Now, let me have Lebanon bologna. This stuff, let me tell you what they did to Lebanon bologna when somebody gave it to somebody in Brooklyn, New York, back in like 1958, okay? They spit it right out. What is this garbage? That's the way they... What happened? Oh, we lost... Okay, well, that's the screensaver. Thank you very much. That's what a good co-host does, okay? Now, here's what's going to... Now, Lindsay... Lebanon. I just like how they say certain things in certain places. How far have you been outside of Pennsylvania in your life so far?
Well, California.
Where I lived for many years and love and want to go back. In fact, I'm thinking of leaving during the show. Where did you live in California? Or did you live there or just visit?
No, I did not live there. I only visited for a week.
A week in California? Where? That you can't see all of California in a week. It's a very big state. Where were you?
Well, we went to Disneyland as opposed to Disney World. And
you saw Mickey Mouse. We were talking about Mickey Mouse. You saw the Mickey Rodent.
Yes.
And what else did you do? So you were in, that's Orange County. So you were down there in Orange County, and then what? And then you went around to the regular places?
Well, we went with the high school band, so we played a little bit in a parade, but mostly we were on a tour bus looking at the sights.
Oh, one of those tour buses. You know, there was a lot of vomiting on tour buses, wasn't there?
I suppose so. My favorite thing were the lemon trees, though.
Lemon trees were on the tour bus?
Well, no. I mean, they weren't on the tour bus. They were outside of the tour bus, but it was one of my favorite sights to see. I don't know why.
The lemon tree is very pretty, and the lemon, lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon, flower sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. And she saw those wonderful lemon trees. Where are lemon trees? Where were you watching lemon tree? I live there. Where are lemon trees? Oh, you mean all the great, didn't they pass by the stars houses and stuff, or go down Hollywood Boulevard? Did you see my star on Hollywood Boulevard?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, you didn't. I don't have one. I don't have a star on Hollywood Boulevard. So you did that. You went with the band. What do you play? You play in the high school? You played in the high school band. What did you play? What instrument?
I play the trumpet.
My son plays the trumpet. Smitty over there now and then plays trumpet. That's an in-joke I'm doing. Okay, do you still play trumpet?
On occasion.
Now, when you say on occasion, what do you mean? It's like you're just walking around the house and you go, you know what, I ain't going to go pick up that trumpet and play what? Play taps? What do you do with the trumpet all by yourself? It's not a solo instrument, is it?
No, on occasion means I played several years ago professionally and now I don't play, but I can still play.
When you played professionally, where did you play? Did you play at the Elks Theater for groups that, when did you play?
By professionally, I mean high school.
Oh, professionally, by the way, as what?
Did you play at the Elks Theater on an unannounced date?
it was meant to benefit the owners of the Elks Theater, where Lindsay Ditzler came. But tonight, Lindsay Ditzler, let's hear it for her and her trumpet. Lindsay and her trumpet.
It's a benefit show.
It was a benefit.
I should have brought my trumpet here.
You did? Too bad my son is here. We're going to play trumpet. Now, let me ask you something. Why in the name of good heaven would you bring a trumpet here?
Just so I can prove that I'm a professional, I suppose.
Okay, and then you're going to play trumpet for us. That'd be great later on. Can you? What do you mean? Well, here's our co-host. Look, I look over here like there's people. When I do the show alone, I'm, you know, it's just all over the place. But I'm looking around like, what?
Well, I know that you hear voices a lot, so there's probably one over there. If she would have bought her trumpet and Ray was here, you know that song Dueling Banjos? We could have had Dueling Trumpets.
Or I could have played tabs. I could have played tabs.
You're going to play tabs for us later? We may have to. That may be the actual theme of this particular show. Tabs. Why is it called tabs?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't even know that. I guess we'll have to go to people are going to have to go to Wikipedia to find that out somehow or another. Don't forget, get your Cotolo Chronicles notebook out. We will be making annotations throughout the evening. Or if you're listening, if you're not listening live, you may be listening on one of many, many of the great stations that do rebroadcast this show. During the week, of course, we're on twice a day at True Talk Radio and a number of other, go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com where they're Ray's Radio, KJAG Radio, and any number of other places. I'm also, wherever. And you can download the show later on, and have it for your own. What is it?
Do you think, TAPS is an acronym?
It's TABS.
TABS?
Isn't it?
TAPS. TAPS.
Do you think it's an acronym?
You thought it was TABS? I'm just asking. Did you think it was tabs?
Like,
maybe, but I don't want my name on the radio anymore.
Oh, that's not. No, come on.
Call her Agnes.
What do you want us to call you now? Those who missed the beginning of the show will know. Why? 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 We are honored to have you here, and you're contributing greatly. Don't you want other? Don't you want
called tabs?
Oh, because of that. That's okay. I thought it was called.
Professional trumpet player.
I don't care if they call it Tubbs myself. I really don't care. Only fat people die, I guess. What?
TAPS could be an acronym for Trumpets Are Pretty Sweet.
Trumpets are pretty sweet, and that's certainly the feeling you want to give to people who are dead. Is that it? Because taps, what is taps, Smitty? Taps is for death or taps is for nighttime?
The term originates from the Dutch
term,
tap-toe.
Tap-toe. Meaning what? Meaning what?
Close the beer.
Close the beer. Okay. They were drunk when they... So, close the beer. That beer. Is your beer open? Close that beer. By the way, you're not just a trumpet player, but apparently you're an alcoholic trumpet player.
Yes, and I also play drums.
Oh, great. I do also. But, yeah, drums. Cool. You know, when I was in bands back in the 60s, way before you were born, and your parents were just little kids, what was I going to say? Girl drummers were like, you could not find a girl drummer anywhere. And then every once in a while, a local band would come in with a girl drummer. Everybody would be like totally excited because it was so odd to have a girl drummer. When did you start playing drums?
Only about 5 years ago. So about when I was 21.
Well, we've just given away her age. You're 26. And that's a good way to do it because you never want to ask a woman her age because women don't like...
I'm not 26.
She's not 26, but 5 years. See, she's lying. She's smart. They're smart. I tell you, they're smart. They're smart. This is why you don't have a woman co-host regularly, because I would be just put to shame constantly. She what?
She's going to go home and play tabs.
She's going to go home and play tabs on her trumpet. Well, let's get out of there for a second, though, and get... I don't know what we're getting back to. The point is, please forgive us and forgive Miss Pineapple. She will be back. But it's back. Well, she's been here before, but I mean, it's none of your business. The thing is that she'll be back. She'll be here on the show one of these days. And, oh, we were talking about, hopefully she'll be in the documentary. And so will Lindsay Dissler also be in the documentary. You're going to have to find her, though, because she will be disguised. Jeremy Long doing this documentary, which, by the way, when it's done, will premiere at the Elks Theater. And we'll have a benefit. You know, we should put it on, what's the name of the place we raise the money on the internet?
Kickstarter.
We should put it on Kickstarter. We should have this. We have it, but we need to make copies of it, or what do we need to do?
We need to feed everybody involved. And
spaghetti dinner for all.
Yeah. They come up with the silliest reasons to raise money.
Just waving the mic back and forth. She got a little freaked there, okay? That's okay, Lindsay.
The one movie... the one movie on Kickstarter raised over $3 million.
And what did they do? Go to Acapulco on it or something? What did they do with it? Did you?
He did. Jerry put into that.
I put money into that.
Oh, what a wonderful person. I'm not going to do commercials here for Kick. You know what I was thinking of doing? I actually brought this up a couple of weeks ago. I said, what if we put a Kickstarter up and finally we could the expenses of this show paid by SRN Media Works and, of course, and me for any other expenses I have. Maybe we should actually support, make this a listener support, a supporter of the arts because this is the first... No, you don't know this because you were out there playing the trumpet and the drums and trying to do them both. Can you do both at the same time?
No, I cannot. I'm sorry.
There's something you should work on. That would be great, you know. But this is the first internet radio talk show. There was never one before us, okay? So we're the original. And so I think maybe we should – so, you know, what we should be what? What do they do? We're like the Smithsonian. We should be – We should be what?
An institute?
We're an institute. We should be put in an institute. We should be like what they do. What do they do with old? They can't. You can't knock the building because the it was the first building during the Civil War or something. What do they call that when they make it a monument? No, they make it. What do they call it? Come on, you're in English.
Something historical. Who knows?
Okay, something historical. All right, let's get away from that. If we do the... What do you say?
A landmark.
Thank you very much. From our research department in the corner. And we thought we were... And you see? Well, we had to keep him awake. He was falling. He was nodding off there. So let's talk now. Let's get into the core of this discussion. which now that we've established everyone and what they're doing, and it's what sitting here. Well, actually, because, you know, you're not, like, you'd be a little older than Miss Pineapple, and but you're pretty much in the same generation as Lindsay here, right?
Roughly, yeah.
And what does that mean? What did that mean? What was he trying to separate himself from you? What? Roughly, well, I mean.
She's older than me. She's older than me, but only by 2 years, so. About.
That's a big 2 years. I could already tell from how she's behaving. That's a big 2 years to be. Then, how old are you, Jeremy?
21.
20. Oh, that's right. You were just 21. You just turned into 21. We go to this little dumpy place. Okay. There's this little dumpy place. What is it called?
The Rising Sun.
We shouldn't tell. Yeah. Okay. We go to a place called the Rising Sun. He has it right. Okay. And, you know, in my head, because I'm a man of the world and I've been all around the world many times, and I've been on big planes, little planes, you know, boats, things, only rafts, everything that goes to different places, rickshaws, you know, bicycles down in Hong Kong and so. Anyway. And so I go, there's a place is called the Rising Sun, and I'm expecting, like, you know, something oriental, something very mystique, something, you know, I go there, and I get, like, a, you know, it's like the cast of Deliverance, okay? Now, did you even get that joke?
No, the sad part is, it's not even a dive bar.
It's not a dive bar?
No.
Okay, well, wait a second, I'm saying something that, see, I'm already generations are clashing. What is a dive bar, by definition?
A dive bar is... basically a bar that is a hole in the wall.
Okay, all right. Okay, no, it's not a... So you're saying that it's a very... But, I mean, you know, the Rising Sun connotates something oriental, something exotic, at least to those of us who have left the general area once in our life.
I expected there to be animals there, and there weren't any.
Oh, there were. But let's move on. Okay, it's not a dive. So you like? Do you know that place? Why do you know that place?
I really don't know that place that well. I've been there.
So how do you know it's? You've been there, so you know it's not a dive. Okay. Well, when I say that, I mean it's a big disappointment that there's. It's a nice place, a clean place, and you know I don't have any. I'm not. You know, but I mean, and I think everyone should go there. If you're traveling through town through Pennsylvania, please go to the Rising Sun. Why it's called, but, you know, it shouldn't be called that. It should be called the Buffalo Horn or something. Or it should be called the Buffalo Skin or the Indian Reservation. It's just not Rising Sun. What is that supposed to mean?
Maybe you should make the names of the bars around here.
I think that's an absolutely great thing. If this state wasn't in a deficit, they would have somebody like me. It's like you would name the bars, even though they're personally owned, and this is not like a socialist place. And now the governor will be speaking with the state bar namer. What?
Why is socialism always considered bad?
Because they put people like you away. I know. We could talk politics if you want. I personally don't care, but I don't want to either because I think it's a real waste of time. And like I said, all those other people who get paid and scream and yell and do stupid things and wear real ties on talk radio, that stinks. You don't listen to that junk, do you?
Let's leave that to like C-SPAN.
Yeah, no, not even C-SPAN, really. That's TV, C-SPAN. C-SPAN doesn't radio, do they? I just used radio as a noun.
They don't radio.
It was bad English, wasn't it? It was incorrect English, not bad English. There's no such thing as bad English. It's incorrect English.
I appreciate that Lindsay brought up that the Rising Sun wasn't a dive bar, because it's actually more of a belly flop bar.
Okay, maybe that's a Pennsylvania turn like Lennon and Bologna.
It's a cannonball bar.
That's a good name. That's a good description, a cannonball bar. I like that. That's poetic. And you're going to teach poetry too?
Maybe.
Okay, do you read poetry?
Sure, some of it.
Okay, we're going to, what's the matter?
She likes linguistics.
Okay, so do you ever order ravioli or something? Or just, is that the only dish you get at Italian restaurants?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Of course, because it's a joke that went right over your head. It went flying over your head. Because obviously you didn't know. She goes, she's thinking to herself now, wait, should I admit I don't know what he's talking about? Is it a joke? If it is, if I laugh at it, it's not a joke. Then he's going to make a joke about my laughing at it not being a joke. No, I was making a very bad joke.
I liked it.
He liked it. Okay, here at Cthulhu Chronicles, what we're doing is we're not trying to do anything, but we are talking to different generations, and Lindsay is here. We're going to forget about the list. Let's just call it Lindsay. Lindsay D. In fact, you know, if you go into show business, I think you should do away with the Ditzler. I think it should be D. Now, your family's going to be very, very disappointed if you do that. They're going to go, why can't you be Ditzler? My name was on television on credits once, and my godfather literally, I thought this was really funny. He literally cried when he saw my name on television. He cried. And I'm like, he cried. And it's like I had, you know, like suddenly I had like a, you know, a chauffeured car waiting for me outside, and I was going back to my big mansion on top, and it's like, what? He cried. Someone in the family made it, you know. Someone made it without an arm, without being armed in my family. That was the deal with my family. Someone actually made it without being armed, but we won't go into that. Let's look at this. Lindsay is so being in college at this particular life, as you said, I came to Pennsylvania. My life was my whole professional life was pretty much over by the time I came. I mean, in one way, because I had, you know, a great part of my life was over when I came to Pennsylvania, and here you are on the precipice of this. Now, why teaching, or is that your own, the only thing you're thinking about, or is that just kind of like you're saying, well, I'll get that to fall back upon, or do you have any other more grander wishes?
Well, yeah, actually, I see teaching as a way to educate the people, and I see education as a way to enlighten the people as to how, or possibly, I don't know, I guess figure things out for themselves instead of listening to everyone else's crap.
So you're teaching the subject English is actually subterfuge for the fact that you want teach people to think for themselves as individuals, which is something when I grew up in school. Now, no less in high school, it was not the case. They did not do that. So we have teachers today who are going to, in other words, I think that's great. I mean, and if ever, all the teachers brought that to their subjects, we'd probably have a whole generation of people who thought for themselves. In which case, nobody would like form clubs or anything, because everybody would have their own club, and there would only be one member because everybody's thinking for themselves, and nobody would think like the other person. And we got, I'm not joining your club, I got my own club. What this individualism has a meaning to you in what respect, as you, because it's an ideal, and as you know, or might, as you might not know, and you go through life, all ideals are violently brought to their knees. But you have this ideal. She's looking at me like you didn't even. Okay, that was experience talking, and the School of Hard Knocks, which of course I went to, graduated from, and somewhere I have a diploma. We'll show you later. Where does that ideal originate as a woman of 26? You weren't 26. He said you were 26. You're really, what, 35? No. Your parents are... How old are your parents? We'll go from there.
Well, my parents, I suppose, are 43 and 44. I am 23.
Wow, 44 and 43. Okay, so I can be your grandfather. I literally... Your parents can literally be my... They could have been my kids. Yes, they could have. Because I could have been in my 20s, I could have had kids. For all I know, I had kids in my 20s. I don't even know. But, I mean, that's look at this. We better get something over to our research department. Give them some more. Have another beer. We have, huh? Yeah, that's right. I know. It's a little boring. I'm going to give you. Put the bottle down for a second. I'm going to hand you the mic, and I'm going to hand over to you so that I don't have to do this and interrupt you. I'm going to hand over to you. I'm going to give you the mic and the entire platform, the entire theater. Millions of people are probably listening at any given point. Okay, and I want you to just tell us, you have this ideal about teaching people through teaching them English literature? Is it English? Okay, at high school level. Where does this ideal originate? Because you're 23 and here you are. Where did you get this? Where did this come from? I'm going to give you the mic here right now. Here's Lindsay to tell us about that.
Well, I honestly didn't think I'd be put on the spot tonight, but...
Now, wait a second. I'm not putting... Now, wait a second. I took it back here because I didn't mean... No, I'm not putting... I'm giving you the opportunity to talk. I don't want... If you feel like you're on the spot, we won't do it.
No,
you okay? Okay, so sit down. You want to stand up and do it? You want to stand up and do it? Okay, here's Lindsay.
Well, my whole perspective revolves around the idea that education is key. Education is key in politics. Education is key in any aspect of life. The more you know, the more you understand what's going on. And actually, Frank doesn't know this, but I'm switching my major to secondary earth science education because I believe learning more about the earth, the natural environment, will help me out more in the world than learning about literature, though I do love literature. Back to Frank, though, because I'm not exactly sure what he wants of me right now.
Where did this come from? Did you have dreams when you were 8, who influenced you? Who were your influences and your inspirations in terms of this? I didn't know about the earth, but I want to tell you one thing. If you're going to teach people stuff, if you're going to teach people about earth and environment, please, 9 out of 10 people on this earth misspell environment, okay? So teach them how to spell it first, okay? I'm a Nazi when it comes to English. I'm a Nazi when it comes to English. That should be, you know what I mean? I really think the English language should be spoken well, and I think we should learn that and speak it well and simply so that people understand each other and can communicate with each other. I have a big problem with how your generation and a lot of your generation are corrupting this language. Okay, so now, if you need help with that, she's a natural. She's her hands out, give me that mic. I'll tell you. Inspirations I want to hear.
See, I disagree with Frank, actually, because the English language is constantly changing. It's changing through generation through generation. And that's
so
why.
How do we spell environment?
That's why I love the English language, any language, because you, as a linguist, you study how the language moves from one point to the next, and it's just fascinating how it moves. You can even find cycles going on through whatever you read. Noam Chomsky, amazing. Best role model ever. But as I said, I do disagree with Frank because it's not about necessarily language. Yes, language is important, communication. But it's really about the hard facts that you have and the ideas you have in your head. That really counts.
Okay, and it's okay that you disagree with me. But I don't think you are disagreeing with me. I think I've made my case well enough for you to understand what I'm saying. Because you are absolutely correct. It is obviously, if we spoke the way they spoke when they were hanging heads in Shakespeare's day, so obviously it's differently how we speak. The origins of it go in many different directions. But the fact that language does change, and we can add words, we can subtract words and meanings, and of course, because the whole digital age has created how much jargon, you know, jargon language in various areas. But what I'm saying is that people are, in terms of English, people are more likely to be redundant and overemphasize things they're trying to say, and so they. In other words, if you learn to speak simply and correctly, you will always meet your goal, which is, can you express yourself? How many times have you asked people something and it maybe takes you 10 minutes to know what the hell they're saying because they're all over the place? When in fact, you can ask me anything and I could give you in 30 seconds, and that's a long time. Just explicitly learn the simple means of English. And the more you learn English simply, or any language simply, the better you will communicate. As opposed, and I know, I mean, I grew up nobody knew how to speak when I grew up. I mean, they were all just, I don't know what they were saying half the time, and they were, so you're right, and about that. So you do actually agree with me. Now, who did you mention that was absolutely imperative to your, to these philosophies of yours?
Noam Chomsky, by any doubt. A lot of people, Noam Chomsky. A lot of people see him as an anarchist, which, yes, he is. He will preach on anarchism as long as he wants to. But primarily, he is a linguist. He is trying to find the universals of all languages, not just one language, all languages. And he does understand that language changes. He also understands that language is a key part of human life. That's what sets humans apart from animals, for instance.
Don't dolphins speak to one another, in a sense, don't they? They do. So they have a language. And they, you know what they say now? They say that ants are speaking with. What happened to our co-host? He's playing with his computer over. He's playing with Carl, aren't you? You know what you're like. You know what he's like. This is amazing, because here she is speaking about these higher intellectual things, right? And you're in the corner with a coloring book. Well, I'll be red. I'll make it. No, I'm joking. So what he got Carl. I want to bring Carl in onto the because I want to talk about Carl in terms of how we treat technology. But and I understand that those are all very noble and wonderful things. And do you find that your generation, the people you go to college with now, the people whom you attend college with you, see how I put that sentence together? You know exactly. Not which of those are those you go with those people, which is the way people talk. Do you find that those people are in the same philosophical arena as you?
I feel like they're closer than those who haven't attended college, because I think college is a key factor in becoming more philosophical. I've learned things in college that I never would have learned in high school, and things come together in college that make me question the world and think about the world how it is, and it's incredible.
Okay, and even though I'm going to let you get away with ending a sentence with "is," it's okay. But I see what you're saying. Here's Jeremy. Now he's got something to say.
I do agree with Lindsay that college is more important than basic school, as like elementary, middle, and high school. However, there is a lot one can learn from self-teaching through books and things like that, rather than attending college.
Rather than self-knowledge is, in a sense, is a bit dangerous. I know I did a lot of self-knowledge because I was so hungry for what, and you're right, I mean, even back then, I was so hungry for things that they didn't even want to get involved with in grade school and even high school. And then college was just a whole nother story. We've done a number of stories on college with me. But I think college has probably changed a lot since I've gone to college. And I think that's – so you, the answer to your question, to my question, was yes, there are many people. This is why people are going to college. Do you think that they're how much do you think they'll have to negotiate in the real world with all these noble – and ideals that college students, they had them back in my day too. How much are you aware, and how much do you think you'll have to negotiate with the real world to get a lot of this stuff done?
Honestly, I mean, I have this whole philosophy of starting my own little community where money is not even an issue. You don't have money. It's all about trading and providing for each other. And if you look at society today, it's pretty much 100% turnover. Like, it's not even close to what's happening today. You have to forget about what's happening today to live in the world that I'm thinking about creating for tomorrow.
A barter community, the carpenters would come over and fix your roof, and then you would go to the carpenter's house and maybe teach their kids, if you were a teacher, in exchange for fixing your roof. And you would grow food, and you would grow vegetables, and then you next door, the person would kill a cow, and then say, would you like a steak? And you would like, string beans with a steak, that kind of thing? Well, that's a very Orwellian ideal of a community that is indeed socialism, and that everybody kind of stays at the same level, right? There's no millionaires or zillionaires in your place that don't know. This is a very, okay. Now, that in itself is a philosophy, I guess, that's very close to being pure communism. Now, when we say communism, immediately everybody looks like see the look on his face? He immediately looks and he goes, yeah, right. Reds running through the streets with big sickles and guys wearing things and running around. Yeah, communism.
I am a fan of the true communism that Karl Marx came up with in the Communist Manifesto, not the way Stalin incorporated it several years later.
And by the way, he was the least funny of the brothers. You know, it's funny. You know, I actually know the Marx brothers. Now, you would, because of comedy. You know, you're afraid of the Marx brothers? You're 23. You laughed at that because you knew the Marx brothers.
I know him enough to realize that's a joke.
You know what I mean? It's great. That's
Jesus.
A... What?
Groucho Jesus?
Yeah. Well, I think that's great, though, because there's, see, there are things that are going to, from my generation, pop culture is going to fade and die, and things are going to be away, and you're going to remember the things that are fresh to your generation. Not that, you know, not that when I was younger, of course, I'm not from the Marx Brothers era, because I would be dead. I would pretty much be dead or so old I couldn't hold this microphone. But I do remember them because they weren't that far from my life in the 50s. And they were still alive. What?
Well, it helped because Lindsay will teach me things about linguistics, and in turn I'll teach her things about comedy. So that might also be why she knows a little bit about the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, but I think right now it's more important that you learn linguistics, I think. We're going to do a short break here, and then we're going to come back with Lindsay and our co-host. Actually, you're both our co-hosts. Matter of fact, you know what? You qualify more as being a co-host, Lindsay, because he's really not saying anything. And the things he's saying, have you noticed that he's not contributing at all? Have you noticed? He's going to bring his little toy, Carl, and we're going to show you shortly. Let's just take a short break so that everybody can do what they need to do. I know you need to do something, and we all need to do something. So go ahead and come back. We'll take this short break, and then we'll come back here. You're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. Jeremy Long is our co-host along with Lindsay D. How about just call her Lindsay D?
Just D.
No, Lindsay D. We don't want to mix her up with the artist D who's on the show. We get so confusing. And then Carl is going to come by. He's a lot of fun. Carl, probably the most important product of the digital age.
I think Carl should be your new co-host.
I think Carl is going to be – I don't even want to get started with that, but we're going to show you. And we're going to talk more about the generations, how they change. And those of you out there who are of the – who are, I know we have a lot of college students. We've had them on before, and people who have left college and now are out in the commercial world. Working. No, not baby boomers. They're our generation. I've been here, you know, this millennial generation, the millennial babies are not my original audience, because the ones before that would be Generation Wires. Actually, she. No, don't mention that name. My name is Frank Cotolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. We'll be right back after this. Go to the bathroom, do what you got to do, and we'll come back. And...
Cotolo Chronicles, the internet talk show from the Neo Postmodern World.
Hi, I'm Julian Lennon. Are you in the band? Join me and band together for Lupus to support the Lupus Foundation of America and its efforts to provide research, education and support for all people living with lupus. Visit lupus.org to learn more about this chronic disease affecting 1.5 million Americans and find out how to join the band today.
My name is Bethany, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school. I'll do some things I won't really want to do and some things I won't even remember. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholunder21.org. Brought to you by the Governor's Office for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention.
Do you know that children under the age of 5 are twice as likely as the rest of us to die in a home fire? Children depend on their parents and other caregivers to protect them. Here's what you can do to keep children safe from home fires. Keep matches and lighters out of their reach, maintain a working smoke alarm on every level of your home, and practice a fire escape plan. Remember, get out and stay out. For more fire safety information, visit www.usfaparents.gov. This message is brought to you by the United States Fire Administration, your local fire department, and this radio station.
Smoking has its benefits, you know. You can enjoy the good weather.
I'm f***ing cold.
You can get away from your children.
Daddy, can you help me with my homework?
Don't waste my time. I'm busy. In fact, I can keep my weight under control.
God, your teeth are yellow. And you're still fat.
Glamorous life of a smoker.
Lung cancer is still a leading cause of death. For more information, visit cancer.ca.
I wish Daddy didn't smoke.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio, the people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, gone to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. People's choice, East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes us see.
And we might sing later in the program, but for now we're just talking. Hi, welcome back. This is not Frank Cotolo, but we are on Cotolo Chronicles. I am Jeremy Long, your co-host, and I will be participating more in the second half of the show. Cotolo Chronicles is the name of the show. Frank Cotolo is right here. He is the host of the show, the man who adorns the title of the show, and this is...
I think... Linguist, you see, I'm teaching some English.
Listen, here I was on a good roll here. Yeah.
You shouldn't be learning on the air.
My name is Jeremy Long. I'm here with Frank Cotolo and Lindsay D., who in the first half explained her take on what she believes the world should be. And now back to Frank.
That was rather vast. I don't think you explained how the world should be. I think you were... You're talking more about the human condition or what have you. But thank you, Jeremy, for doing that. And when you're home alone, practice. Okay. So, no, he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job. He's good. He's a good job. Oh! I should have let you do it. Let's do it. Wait, let's do the end of it. Do you know the name of the show, Cotolo Chronicles? Okay. We're going to let Lindsay, we're going to go back now. We're going to do the very end of that promo, that radio thing. And then here we go. Let's do this here. And we'll do it. And then now Lindsay's going to be a co-host here for a second. She's going to bring us into the second half of the show. So let's just do this right here. Where's that? We'll go here. Here we go.
Radio, the people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between. It's radio that makes us see.
Well, welcome back to Cotolo Chronicles. Here is Frank Cotolo, your host. Let's not waste any time here. Here he is.
Oh, huh? All right. Who would have gotten that job if that was an audition? I ask you. Hey, Jeremy. Long's Chronicles. It doesn't have a sound to it, does it?
No, I would call it... I would call it Long's Jeans or Long Shots or...
That was good. You see, this is, I know I was saying in the beginning about you'd have a woman on, she's going to upstage every single time. Don't even now try to defend yourself. You lost that round, right?
Hers may have been shorter, but mine was more radio-like.
See, if you have to defend it, you didn't do it well. That's it. No, you did it. You did it like you wanted to do it, and then you fell into some problems. Lindsay said, "This is all I could do. This is all that is needed. I have now got this, capsulized this. Why waste time? Here's your host." Exactly, which is good. That's okay. I don't mean to. I leave it to Zandap. Mike, please.
It's the co-host's job in most late-night shows and podcasts to hog the spotlight. So that's what I was doing.
He's right. He was trying his best to that. You did okay. Except I do not adorn. My name adorns the title of the show. You see?
I adore your show.
All right. You win. All right. We'll let him get away. All right. Just like you let him get away with that.
That's the only mistake.
Here's a Y2K. Nah, you do me. You're doing fine. You know me. If I don't put you on the carpet, then I believe in. Do you think that's bad teaching? What do you think as a soon to be teacher? What, I don't know what to call you. Studying to be a what do you think? Is that a good thing to do to put someone to catch them right away, or do you let them go through it and then explain what they did right or wrong, or what's good or best? Or am I supposed to be like, oh, Jeremy, that was just delightful. You did such a wonderful job. That was, yeah, this is the way I get teachers do that now. Right? I mean, you lean on the positive even when you're wrong, or what? Tell us about that. How would you have dealt with him doing that if you knew he was making mistakes or what happened? Well, you know, I mean, you did what you did, so tell us.
Well, to be honest, I would have just slapped him upside the head and told him he was wrong.
It's good. I like that. That's good. You know what? If there were still Catholic schools, you could be a nun doing if you did with that attitude. What?
I knew that was going to be her answer because that's what she does on a normal basis.
Well, you know, there are a few people I know your age who need to be slapped in the head as much as you do. So I think she's got you. Big. And she's your elder, so you should be respecting her.
I've been slapped in the head too much, and that's what's gotten me to where I am now.
See, people who find excuses, people who need excuses, those are people who are, it's like, now you're going to blame your parents or whoever else for hitting you in the head. And you can't do that. Don't we all have to take personal responsibility eventually without having to go to therapy?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Have you ever been in therapy?
No, I have not.
Do you think you need to be in therapy at any given point? Whenever I'm getting too personal, just say shut up, okay? Because I can take it. I'm a big boy.
Well, I think according to psychologists and sociologists, everyone needs to be in therapy.
I like that answer, and I believe that too. I think everyone should explore the things that that drive them and motivate them, right? And especially like him, who's saying, when I was saying our co-host needs to be in therapy. And you know what? I think I'd like to be a therapist, even though I'm not a therapist. I don't play one on television, but I can play one in a private room with you. All I need is Joe Palooka punching bag and you. Or forget about the punching bag, I'll use you. Did the name Joe Palooka even... Come on, Joe Palooka. Did that... Nothing.
No.
What? You see how the generations just fought? Joe Palooka, they have no idea. You would know, but you're studying pop culture. What?
I would say possibly a boxer, but I'm not sure.
It's a kind of a boxer guy, yeah. Joe Palooka. The name... But now, there's the thing for the English language. The word Palooka has really come to be like a thug or a guy, you know, usually of some Italian descent or something. Not like, you're not a thug, like thugs, right? Don't we have thugs and what else? What else are they? Thugs? What else do they call?
I have no idea.
Gangsters. Gangsta.
Yeah, gangsters is a big one.
No, gangsta. Right?
Gangsta, yeah.
Yeah, like...
And the N-word, which we're not going to say it, but they use it all the time for themselves, correct? And it doesn't matter if you're a color, because you could be an N-word. Is that stupid? Is the word. You could be an N-word without even being.
Swagger?
No, what's that Swag. Song by Psy, that new popular song? I don't even remember now. Oh, Gangnam Style. You could be a Gangnam.
Gangnam, yeah, these words that are, that are piling up here.
I don't think that's real.
No, probably not.
As you, what?
Could I redo my opening?
Yeah, okay. Here he goes. Now that we've taught him a little bit, now he's, here's Jeremy now.
Okay. The people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between. It's radio that makes us see.
Hello, this is Frank Cotullo here on Cotullo Chronicles. I am the host of the show, and I have a terrible co-host. Here's a reference you don't understand.
Like, you know, the whole idea of being snotty is actually a comedic. It's a comedic. A what?
Technique.
It's a technique. Yeah, it's a little. It's a little. It's a gimmick. It's a little. It's a. That was very good. I appreciate that. See, because I'm not. I'm not easily insulted. I guess I'm insulted. I think it's good.
I know that's why I did. I wouldn't have done it if you were easily insulted.
No, and not only that, but it was a bad imitation of me. It was not, did that sound like me at all?
No, of course not.
See, that's it. It's very difficult,
you know,
to get.
Does a good impression of you?
No, who?
Carl.
Carl does a good impression of me. Let's talk for a second about Carl, because there was now. First of all, Lindsay, do you remember? You are young, old enough to remember a time when there was no Facebook, internet, or anything like that.
Yes.
And what? Yes, Jeremy.
That wasn't too terribly wrong, though, Frank.
It was. Well, listen. Here's another reason why I'm perfect to bridge generation gaps. Okay, you know, I was one of the first couple of thousand people on Facebook, and I was hooked up to this, and I told you this was the original. I was doing internet radio before people knew what it was, and before the you know, the media wanted in and everything. We were just pioneers of this, okay, many not that many years ago. You're right, but the point is, even at that time, there were people my age who couldn't. They didn't know about email. They didn't have a computer at home. Now everybody has something. But as a young person, you're pretty much growing up in an age where most of it is digital. What do you remember about there not being an iPhone, a computer, or what were you doing? You're a young person now. This is part of your life. You didn't have as much time as we did without it. What were you doing?
Well, we talked a lot more to each other as opposed to people on the internet several hundred miles away. We also played a lot of games that we made up ourselves. Other than that, we did the usual things, you know, being kids.
So are you suggesting that something about the digital world and people obviously growing? Are you making any kind of social comment there?
I mean, I guess not really. I think that the media nowadays have made people connect to each other 24/7, and people expect that connection with each other as opposed to before, where we didn't expect to necessarily talk to the same person every single day just to keep up with them.
She brings up a great point that I want to emphasize, but go ahead. I'm sorry, that little ridiculous tattoo you have just distracted me. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to add that Lindsay, who I do know uses the internet for mainly learning and reading purposes, uses it very little for social network. And she has an old cheapy phone, doesn't have an iPhone, anything like that, with internet.
So you're like more hands-on? The digital hasn't really affected you the way it has many of, well, but your friends, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to have a BlackBerry phone, you know, get on the internet all the time, be top-notch in technology, but I threw it in a fire. Someone said, hey, someone should throw something important to them into the fire. And I was like, well, my cell phone, why not? I mean, I don't need to be connected to these people all the time. If they want to get a hold of me, they'll be involved in my life. I don't think personal experiences need to be instant all the time, because people are going to come in and out of your life, and that's life.
I think that's a very sound and sane appropriation that you have. Look. Yes.
Who knew that throwing a phone in the fire could be sound insane?
Yeah, well, that's a, you know, it's a metaphor. You'll learn about those things later, I guess, if you don't get it. But here's what I want to bring up, which I think is very important in terms of what you said. And I was definitely going to talk, and this is the difference, because if Miss Pineapple were here, we would know. She would say, I can't talk for her, but this is a person who doesn't really have a sense of the world without these tools, toys, or whatever you want to call them, okay? Because she grows up in this environment, and that's perfectly okay, because that's their environment. My parents and the people who were older than I early on were saying the same thing about television. They were saying these kids are, what are they watching television? But here's a big difference, I think, now than then, and it does have to do with the digital world and what you were saying, 24/7. That's the deal. I grew up, and I think a lot of baby boomers, and you could talk to your parents about this, what have you. We grew up in a world that was dusk till dawn. It was not a 24-hour world. Television, as amazing as it was at the time to get off, you know, because remember there was radio. They had radio, and then there's television. But television only went till, you know, tops, 1 o'clock, 2:12, it was over. You went to sleep, there was downtime, you woke up early, and in the early morning, we used to watch, you know, in the early morning, they didn't have a lot of programming, so we used to watch The Modern Farmer. They had all these, you know, Farmer Gray, this stupid little silent cartoon thing. Okay, but the point is that was the beginning of broadcasting, and then broadcasting ended. Radio, of course, was all the time, but there were so many weird things on late at night and most people slept. But this 24/7 cycle is the biggest, I think, the biggest one change that the digital world has brought to us. And you know what I'm talking about, George. There is technically no downtime, and when there is no downtime, you run out of things. You really do. Anybody, the most creative person in the world, would run out of things. And there's being so many people doing stuff that in the first place don't have anything to say, because now everybody is invited to portray and display their emotions, what have you. So what you do is you get places like Twitter and even Facebook with people saying and phone things, which is like, I'm having dinner, something you would not say to anybody in a cycle unless you were trying to get rid of somebody. I'm having dinner. On the phone, you'd say it, right?
Worse yet, you can tag yourself on Facebook exactly where you're having dinner, at what time, and when.
And then you can take a picture of your food and post it with that.
And you wonder how many people, well, of course you wonder, how many people are interested in this minutiae? If you have 10 friends, you know, how many friends are really interested in what you're eating right now? Although it is now, it's a marvelous way to tell people things without using, you know, because it was difficult to get in touch with people. I don't want to, because I've been for this from the beginning. I think there's way more positive things to the whole digital world than there are negative things. But I'd said from the beginning, I guess I call the beginning broadband. Because once broadband came in, once we got rid of those, once we got rid of those modems, remember those things? What?
Once we got rid of that, then they've incorporated it now, and they changed the name to dubstep.
Okay. No, there's a both. Oh, the young people laughed at that. And so I missed it. So thank you, by the way. And so what I'm saying is that when that started, here from the beginning, when that started, and I just completely ran off track here. We're all getting comfortable now. That's good. That's fine. We should be. But from the beginning, I lost track of the exact thing I was going to say based on that, but that's because you interrupted, and co-hosts are not supposed to do that. And I am not blaming you, because I'm supposed to keep track of that. If I'm going to go down a rabbit hole, I'm supposed to know. I know I'm supposed to keep track of that. But we were talking about the 24-hour thing, and then it'll come back to me. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that social network seems to have made a stalker's job so much easier.
we've tagged ourselves.
Okay, and that's something you just a why? Back that up.
You can well. All the
well, you should like I'm the jerk. I'm the jerk. Come on, hey.
We just gave so many examples earlier. You can tag where you are constantly, which Facebook calls checking in.
They do
like you're at a hotel. You can check in where you are constantly. Even if you don't check.
I just remembered. So let's go back to the important thing. Here's what I said from the beginning, and I consider the beginning broadband. I said, here is the best thing about the internet and all of this technology. The best thing is that now anybody can participate. You know, in my days, forget it. You were either on radio when you broadcast it, or you were on television, and otherwise there was nothing. What did you do? Call people? You didn't have an identity that went beyond your own circle, right? That's the best thing about everyone can do whatever they want. Now, here's the worst thing about the internet. Everybody could do anything they want. You know what I'm saying? The same thing that is great about it is the thing that is bad about it. Because now, when you allow, imagine you have a Broadway, imagine you have a play. Imagine that play is at the Elks Theater, where people come to a community. Is it the Elk Theater?
Elks.
The Elks Theater. Imagine it's there. Imagine this. Here's your play, and you put together. Now, imagine if you have this play, people come in, but now you allow the people who come in to watch it to be in it, to come up here and do whatever you want with us. That's what goes on, because now anybody could be part of the show. Anybody can have their own website. Anybody could do anything. You can personalitize yourself, which is a word I made up, okay? You like changing languages. You could use it. Personalitize. It's not a word. I don't even know what that means.
Personalize.
Let's say personalitize is stupid. You're right. Personalize. And it must be those mushrooms I dropped right before the show. But listen, what are we doing here? Are we really getting comfortable? Let's really get comfortable here now. There we go. Now, the thing is that, because of that, what we do is we have now a surplus of performers. And let's face it, you know, I don't know there's no way of telling the percentage, but most people who don't, no, right, they're just regular people. And I said from the beginning, I said, could you imagine, this is very much what it's like. Imagine, and you can't imagine because you're not a baby boomer, though you can in a way. What just happened there? Oh, being able to just. Why that song? Why?
Remember?
What?
Remember when I asked
Vinny, can't live
what
a living.
Do you think about living with me?
I don't know. This is some personal thing he's got going on. He's doing his long crown. He's doing his long show in his head, and he's trying to bring it to the table, the desk, or whatever it is
we have here.
Yeah, and you did a very good job. But you see, you didn't fool me. I came back with my thoughts.
I'll interrupt again later.
No, I'm just saying that there are so many people now who can do all that, and because they. You know, some people who say, look, I'm at the rising sun. This is what they do. They'll put it on Facebook. I'm at the rising sun having a beer, right? And this is all they have to express. It's like, and? But they can do it. Why do they do it? Because they can do it. They're not going to do. it's out of hand now. See what happens? I don't act. I don't get strict.
You talk about Facebook, you get Facebook people posting on your show.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm tagging you right now.
See what's happening? Even as we speak, and the people are going to my site now. Hackers are there. Hacks, wax, and... and... What? Don't know what? You do know. You're going to say something. Lots of times people go, I don't know. That means they want to say something. Go ahead.
I think technology is a good thing in the way that you get your ideas out to a mass audience. Another way, if you're a casual individual telling me what you want to eat on Facebook, I don't give a crap.
Do people eat things on Facebook? Because I usually just eat them and then post it. I didn't know. I don't eat anything on. Can you get food on Facebook? You see what you did? You took the subject and you put it before the predicate. See, you did something right there that wasn't. But that must be because that's beer number 8. No, I don't know how many. It's okay. No, look, she's okay. She's adult and she's allowed to drink all the beer she wants. And we have beverages here and that's fine.
You can give gifts on Facebook now.
I saw that, yeah, because that's a sponsor.
You can spend money to give a gift to someone on Facebook as opposed to spending money and giving them an actual gift in real life.
You know, I hope I live long enough to hear your voice change. Because I want to know what your voice is going to be like when she's like 40. And I'll probably be so old by then.
What does
that sound like? All right, kids, get out your books and turn to page 22.
Oh, now that, I think that's an insult, don't you?
You know, I think it's nice that the first time on the show you're insulting my voice.
I didn't insult your voice. I was... Yeah, oh, great. He does that. They're talking about him. He just insulted your voice. I didn't. I said, I want to hear. You see how you took it negatively? I want to know that how your voice changes does not mean I want to know how it gets worse. I want to know how it matures because you still have a high voice. Because when you, I still, look. Don't listen to me. I can hit notes other people can't, you know, at my age.
Just
you know that. He's seen me perform, right, Hogan?
Don't worry about insulting me. You can't. So don't worry.
That's a challenge.
If you think that's an insult, wait till your co-host. What happened? Okay.
Back to the show.
Okay, go ahead.
He takes the mic and then
moves away.
Look at this.
Flattens out.
There's
no peak to that. The flat.
Whoa.
Sometimes I have ideas.
No, I thought that was not meant to be an insult, and I'm not trying to insult you. I don't want to insult you. He's a different story. This is guy stuff, you know, guy stuff. And he doesn't respect. He what?
I don't use the bathroom down here. I'm going up to the girls' bathroom.
See, that's why. And I have the girls' bathroom up there. In fact, later on, I hope there's like three girls in there. Okay, look, here's the deal. What's that? Oh, you see, right. The voice of reason from the corner, the encyclopedia, Hey, you know what? Anybody else my age would not be able to even communicate and socialize with these youngsters because I'm definitely a man of the.
So you say we have a filter for old folks such as you.
Oh, old folks. Okay, what does the filter do? What do you do? Tell me. No, tell me about this.
We don't speak as much, first of all. Second of all, we think before we speak. That's a big part of it. Thinking before you speak to old people.
Wow.
Okay, so you've been thinking before you say anything to me, because I am an old people. Is that correct? Compared to you, or is that just what?
I guess so. You're old enough to be my grandfather, so yeah.
What?
If you were my mother and you were speaking to an old person, you would enunciate way more than you ever do and speak very loudly.
Well, that's because the people that you're talking about some of them may actually be my age, but they don't have hearing. They don't have, their hearing's bad. Their education is not as mine. They're not as worldly, global. They're certainly not sexually active. What? Hello? Look.
Is this thing on?
Hello? Are we on?
No.
Yeah, I know. And then there's this other thing that goes on, and I know this because I was like this because I was your age too, and that is this. With people, and certainly not with people like me, because if you were with me for longer than just these 2 hours or what have you, you would understand.
Which I haven't been.
No, so but you would realize what a brilliantly different and unique old person I am by comparison.
Of course, I would realize your potential as an old person.
My potential as an old person, but what I'm saying here. All right, let's forget about that because obviously, I'm the one being put in my place at the moment.
Never going to be on the show again.
No, that's not true. I don't hold those things against people. Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll just find out where you park, and they'll take care of that once and for all. That's the way my family dealt with things. No, I'm joking.
I'm not actually parking your drive. That's Jeremy's car.
Yeah,
you know, you are actually, though, whether you know it or not, you're a thrill seeker and a danger risk taker. I know. Yeah, because you let him, you're a passenger with this guy, who, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Believe me, I've almost gotten into a car accident with him before, and it's not fun.
I think, did you get driving lessons or did they?
I don't think his parents ever actually taught him. I think they were like, get in the car and drive. You're good.
I had driving lessons, but What the? I don't obey traffic laws. I never buckle my seatbelt. I never repair my vehicle. And I just do my own thing.
The thing is, what I was going to say was that, okay, that's very good. What we're going to say is that you can, I know, because I've been, and you don't learn this, there are so many things you're not going to even comprehend, even at your intellectual level, which is, I think, is a little higher than, it's obvious, or a little bit more, more intense than a lot of kids your age. And I say kid, but that's okay, because by comparison. But the deal is this, when you're at your age, there is a tendency to think, look, I know what's going on. Don't tell me. I know what's going on. I know what's going on, right? I know what's going on, right?
If you have any studies about high school behavior, you know that every single high schooler in high school believes that every single person is watching every single thing they do. They know when you've worn the same jeans twice in that week.
And this is what's called, believe it or not, self-consciousness, which is very difficult to grow out of self-consciousness. And when you learn to do that, you find yourself, and that's the kind of thing. And I hope you're all out there are writing this down if you're younger, because this is something with age does come a certain amount of wisdom. There are still, I know what you're saying. The template for the old person is, you know, they're like bledla. That's a word. That's what kind of word? You know what I mean? And I understand that too. But when I was younger, when I was your age, I thought I knew a lot more than my father in ways that I did not understand. And I'll tell you why that was also. It was because my father was not educated enough to be able to communicate well enough with me. I was already advanced in communications when my father.
Or so you thought.
No. If you've listened to the show and heard stories about my father, if you've read things about, no, believe me, no. But now, and over the past 20 years since you were born, I have understood things my father told me. When he said it so weirdly, I didn't know. Part of it was his inability to communicate as well as he wanted. And the other part was just the fact that I felt I knew. So what are you telling me? Hey, well, you're a big deal, you know. So what? So there is that conflict, and we all have. You guys have it, and you definitely have it.
Well, not so much anymore. There is that conflict. If you learn secondary education, as in me, what I'm learning right now, you learn that children in high school believe that everyone's watching every single point of the time, and that everyone realizes every single thing that you are doing, and that's not the case, and you get over that eventually, which is the best part in your life. Let me tell you that, because when I was in high school, I thought everyone was watching every single thing I did, and when I realized people weren't, I was like, I'm free, good, hooray.
So that's not just peer pressure. Are you getting those assumptions from teachers and stuff too? Well, I mean, why are you getting that? Because of your peers? Or what? Why do you think that you? Why does everybody? Is that just a narcissistic thing going on?
It is actually a narcissistic thing for high schoolers to believe that at that age. Just as any theory of Piaget's is about students at certain levels in high school, one thinks that he or she knows more than a professional. Or even as much as a professional. They believe everyone's watching them. They believe that they know a lot more than they do. It's just a thing of high school students. And you learn that in psychology classes when you are training to be a high school teacher. That's something you learn. That's something I've learned.
And Jeremy, what have you learned? I love this because it's like so imbalanced, and I love it because that's the core of drama is conflict and different personalities, and that's what we have going on here. We have what about peer pressure with you? What's she saying? Did you understand anything she just said, or did you close your eyes and go into Jeremy land? That's what he does, which would be narcissistic in itself. Narcissistic or narcissistic?
Narcissistic. Oh, I can't say it now that you hear that.
What? Okay.
What? He goes, what? Where are we?
What's narcissistic. Narcissistic.
Narcissistic. We did it in harmony. Let's do it again. Ready?
Narcissistic.
Get in harmony. You do the high one. You know how to do it?
You
do the low one. Ready?
Narcissistic.
That was much more. Those were more like octaves. There really wasn't harmony.
We could do
you
it
blew
like
it by doing the... That's closer. Okay. You going to get your trumpet out?
We could do
hello. You should, because we should have 20 minutes left, and you could get your trumpet out and hear a little trumpet.
I had to run all the way back to Milltown.
I thought you said you brought it.
It's going to take me 20 minutes to get here with that thing.
What is she? She said she brought a trumpet with her.
She brought it. And then about halfway here, she threw it out to the side of the road so that we could go back for it later.
Did you do that?
Maybe.
Okay. Lindsay D. will be in the... Does the documentary have a name? What is this called?
Well, the working title is the Frank Cotullo, That Other Guy.
That Other Guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then... You didn't want to use my title, which was just simply Zeus. No. The story of Zeus. That was a joke. I told my kids when I had my first child, and people were asking me, they said, what do you want? Do you want to, this is my family. And when I had one, they all pretty much died. You know, they were shot or killed or buried somewhere in six different places.
When you actually had a family, of course.
Yeah. But the thing is, when I was going to have a child, and they said, what do you want your kid to call you?
And then you ate off his head.
I ate off his head? Well, that means I literally, a cannibal. I ate his head, or I ate off his head, which means I put beets on top of his head and used him as a tail. What do you mean?
Well, if you want to be Zeus, yes.
Oh, okay, the Zeus thing. Okay, but that was the funny thing is I said that this was my joke, and only like so many people got it. And I would do, if I thought a joke was good, and I still do this, I say it, even if I don't know people are going to understand it. So the people would say, what do you want her to call you? Do you want daddy, papa, pop? And I went, no, Zeus wouldn't be. That's what I used to say. And they were like, oh, what is that, Greek for something? What is that?
Good luck getting a kid to call you Zeus.
I don't have to get them to call me Zeus. I have two children now, two boys. I don't have to get them to call me Zeus because they understand the basic meaning of it and they know I am.
Call me Your Highness.
Your Highness? What? You don't have kids.
Your kids call me Your Highness.
Yeah, right. In front of you, behind you, they say, you're nothingness. Yes, 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 sir, you're nothingness.
I was thinking about calling the documentary Dr. Cotullo or How I Learned to Stop Caring and Love the Bomb.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. So you know about Dr. Strangelove, though, don't you? Did you learn that? Was that that's my time. That's not your time. But classic movies, I guess, will always... Well, I guess some things will just... That's what's great about pop culture. It does self-perpetuate, in a sense.
Film class. They love talking about World War II.
In film class, they do World War II. Oh, because that's not a world... That has nothing to do with World War II. Did you see the movie?
Everyone loves talking about World War II.
Really? In film class?
In any class.
Really? World War II? Why would that be?
Who knows? This is a big thing in the world, I guess.
Yeah, it was the last time there was that kind of a war. There would never be that kind of...
One of those world wars.
One of those world wars.
Yeah, one of
not
those
like these war on terrorism junk that's going all this other stupid stuff.
Not like those state wars or the country wars. The world wars.
Those were good wars. In those days, people wore uniforms. You know who to shoot, and you shot the other guy. They were smart enough and brave enough to get out there, and they wore uniforms. What are you? You're a German. Bing! You're a German. You're an American. Bing! They know who to kill. Not this junk now where they just put towels on their heads and they run around with vests that got bombs and they blow. What are you going to do? You can't kill them. They're going to kill themselves. These are the kind of things that people would say from that generation, too. They would actually defend that their war was better than the wars they have today. I love that, right? You know that, right? Don't they do that while we're there?
Whatever you say.
Whatever I say, okay.
You do.
This is Cotullo Chronicles, if you are following it. I'm going to bring our Carl out because I just want to bring up this thing. So anyway, the documentary, we'll tell you more about that. Lindsay is leaving now. She's going. You're going? You're coming back.
She's going to get her trumpet.
Oh, you are? Good. Go.
Yeah, halfway through your drive here, like we said, we threw it off to the side. I'm going to go get it.
Okay, good. She's going to run out there now and plenty of time to get her... get your...
Play tabs when I get back.
Tabs. We're going to play tabs when you get back. Can you walk? She's got to do two steps at a time, huh? What is that all about? That was a really call to childhood. And I think she's having a cold childhood being here with someone as vibrant as I.
Well, we're talking about
childhood. But, he laughed. Look. Cold the childhood. Uncle Frankie. I'll call him Uncle Frankie from now on. Listen. Well, but here on Cthulhu Chronicles, and I, once again, there is no Miss Pineapple here, but Miss Pineapple will, believe me, we're going to get Miss Pineapple. This is going to be like our goal now.
I don't know.
Eventually we're going to get Miss Pineapple. But of course, by the time we get her, she won't be a millennial anymore.
Getting a hold of Miss Pineapple is like getting a hold of an original copy of Mona Lisa.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of an original copy. How many original copies are there?
You know, there's the...
Yeah, the original guy. He said an original copy, like there was five. Well, you know, he did five of them at once. That way he would have five originals. What do you... Taps is going on in the background. Listen. Okay, it's starting to get crazy here now. Well, Lindsay goes and gets... Oh, anyway, Lindsay, well, you'll see Lindsay if you get a chance to see the documentary, and we'll somehow figure out a way to show you people the documentary here on the show.
We'll put it up online then.
We'll put it online and we'll show and we'll have it. You could hear about it. And it'll be a lot of fun, not just because it's about me, because I don't like things about me, but you'll hear stuff that's just fun. It's fun. We'll have some fun with it.
What do you think it should be called?
Zeus. Just Zeus. I don't know. We'll figure that. It's your movie. I've just got a couple of things to say about it. I'm not going to do, you know, that. But what I wanted to do here towards the end was what I wanted to say, that while we talk about digital technology, we talk about the greatness of I don't see a bugle. Oh, you don't? Where's your trumpet? Oh, she was joking. Were you joking?
No, I'm not joking. It's invisible.
You see what I'm saying? See how I did? I drew the child out of her. I just draw the child out of her. She's here with Uncle Frankie, and she's laying with Uncle Frankie. Drew the. Well, I thought, no, you don't have it with you.
My trumpet?
Yes.
Yes, it's just invisible. You can't see it.
Okay, the invisible trumpet thing is, now let's drop that one and talk now. Do you have it? If you don't want it, it's okay. You don't have to. Play it if you have it. I don't know why you'd bring it. You don't have it. No, it's not here. Okay. So then let's forget about the trumpet. Let's talk about this. In this great digital time, I just want to mention this, not because I want to endorse this in the next 10 minutes that we have left here, and then we're going to be shooting something from for the documentary. But here's what, of all the great things we were talking about, the rapid communication, the fact that I mean, you know, we could probably get to Mars quicker because of digitals. We could do technical things. We could see inside people's bodies the CAT scans and dog scans or any other kind of scans they have. The things that you could see, the things that for medical reasons, for scientific reasons, for math reasons, for educational reasons, digital is just there now, and it's fabulous. Right. And it just does wonders that could not be done in the past. Now, that same technology has produced this. And what is it called?
Talking Carl.
Talking Carl is an app Now, remember, I want you, when we show you this app, here's what I want you to think about. Not that it's fun or a stupid little thing. There's lots of games. Oh, look at that. You know about Talking Carl?
I give face palm to anyone who talks about Talking Carl.
You put the hand up? Is that a face palm? What is a face palm? Oh, no.
A face palm is when you slap yourself in the head because you realize how dumb you're being.
Okay, but listen. But here's why I want to bring this up. The same technology that has given us all the great things we have has also created this little ditty, which only goes to show you that no matter what happens with technology, however great it gets, however intellectual and unique it gets, there will always be some way to use it in the dumbest fashion ever. This is it. And there's a more dumb fashion?
No, I'm thinking that instead of using technology for something dumb, we should use it for something more intelligent, but go on with your show.
Well, we do. What I'm saying is that we do. We use it. We don't stop using it for something. And the advances in technology of digital have been incredible. And every day they're making lives longer. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. And it beats moving parts and analog stuff. But then there's the Talking Carl, an app you could buy.
If only we would put our efforts into something more productive.
Well, you know what? As even the productive people need to sit back and laugh and be just, you know, just get, you know, that's like, you know what I'm saying, right? So
that's true. That's why I'm here hanging out with you today.
Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. Talking Carl is an app that costs 99 cents. I'm not endorsing it or what have you, but it's fun. And you have to see it in order to understand. But we have it right here. And this is the same technology that will find in your body, think of it, it will find in your body the quantum of cancer. That's how particular this is. And here's the same technology that can save your life right here now. Mm-hmm. Talking Carl. This is a app, and you just...
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Here goes. Now listen. Now that is a... Talking Carl, who is just a red square. What is that supposed to be?
It's like a blob.
It's like a blob, a red square blob. Will imitate everything you say.
It's just a red square. What is that supposed to be? It's like a blob. It's like a blob, a red square blob. Will.
And everyone laughs, no matter how dumb. You see what I'm saying? This is a certain, this is another kind of brilliance altogether. Here is, and we got a laugh track in the background. Listen to this as we go into, as I go into the end of come up to the theme and stuff like that. We're talking about, here's Carl. Let's do it all, let's all do it like here. You do one, Lindsay. Do something and have Carl, talk to you.
Wait, what am I saying? Hey, Carl, you're a cool dude.
Say it now.
What?
Oh, hey, Carl. Chill.
It imitates you and in this like chipmunk voice, okay?
It's way better if you see it because he's just this red blob who waves to you.
It has a visual and the visual is fine,
like
but
blob, literally like blob from PS3.
Okay, I don't know. You have to hit it at the right time. Let's go here like this. You ready?
It's gonna copy what you say until you. So now say.
Hey, it's Cthulhu Chronicles!
Cthulhu Chronicles!
Okay, it didn't do it all the way. Okay, because, yeah, okay, we just want to give you an idea of exactly what it does.
Sorry,
ready? Hey, it's Cthulhu Chronicles!
Hey, it's Cthulhu Chronicles!
And everybody laughs! So no matter what you say, why just... Go ahead, turn on. Go ahead. Give it to me again. I have a large pimple on my butt. You see? It's laughing. Okay. And there's a... Carl is...
Carl.
He will just keep going and no matter what. See?
He will just keep going and no matter what.
And I think that this is the perfect host, co-host.
The perfect host, co-host.
You just like him because he's a mini-me?
Is mini you?
You.
He's mini everyone.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I could think. There were certain situations in my life where I'd love to have this thing. And then I'd, you know, and just put it out. And, yeah, huh?
Just play it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's just certain situations I'd like to be in where suddenly there's this little Carl. You're talking out of nowhere. Hello, Carl, you there? When you open up the app, he does that.
When you open up the app, he does that.
Now, I try to keep this, because he talks quickly. I try to talk even faster. Yeah, that because he'll talk faster than me when I talk faster. You should see these people just laughing. They cannot. Yeah, I know. I love Carl. That he's absolutely. Look, okay, everyone. I hope you've. I hope there's something aside from just the spirit of this conversation that you got out of it. Thank you, Lindsay D. Thank you very much for coming by.
I hope to talk more on this radio station.
On the show, you're invited anytime you'd like to come by and talk, even when we have guests or what have you. You could come by anytime. You're invited in. Jeremy knows he's always invited in. Do you have your own car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so then you see that? You don't have to always wait for this guy. You can... You know, and we
she
can give.
Likes the thrill ride.
Well, it is. It's fun. Yeah, I know that every once in a while. But every once in a while, she wants to feel safe and drive herself. Just take her life into her own hands. If you want to, we're not going to give you. Oh, Jeremy, you're on Facebook and they want to go and become your friend. Where do they go?
They go to Facebook.com and type in Jeremy Long. I don't
just look for Jeremy Long. You could just look for Jeremy Long and go in there. You don't want anybody else, so I'm not gonna let. I'm not gonna give your name.
You don't want. I mean, you can be my friend, but I probably won't accept you.
You could. No, then they can't be your friend. Don't. You could be my friend, but I won't accept you. You know, I'm honored. I feel honored that you would be my friend. Although I've heard things you've said about things that I've said, which makes me, which I'm fine. I'm fine about that. I know we don't see things the same way. Bicycling is where we should be. You should go bicycling when it gets nicer. You should join the crowd. Who what?
You can also go to facebook.com/ Winston Simmons Productions.
Winston Simmons Productions. These is another place you can go and be. You can like them or go there and just whatever. And what else are you? So you don't Twitter? You don't Twitter at all, do you, dear? No, okay. Oh, she doesn't Twitter, but I do know, happen to know, and I will tell you right now, her number, her telephone number is 555-626. No. You see what I did there? I gave the movie telephone numbers, like 555. Anyway, we'll talk about that. You okay over there, our research center? Research center is doing fine. One thumb up. What?
367-0-30.
What? You're not really giving out your number, are you?
No. No, I inaccurately give out the number by the
hair off that no.
Whatever's.
She accidentally gave out Tommy Two Tone's number.
Wow. I'm just like, look, whatever you do, do not light. Whatever you do, do not light a match right now in this general area. The point I'm trying to make here is, you guys are great. Thank you, and they'll be on again. Keep what? One more thing, Johnny. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say, despite my faults, I hope to continue to be the co-host on this fabulous show.
You will when we don't do. You can be by, and of course, Tom Savino will be back again. We'll be doing a Savino Cotolo Chronicles, and next week, Dr. Popoli will be here. So that's always fascinating. You should listen when Dr. Popoli is on. He's a psychologist. He teaches at the University of Maryland and tells kids exactly what they need to know. Very good teacher. You could probably learn from him. He'll be on the show, and then I think Tom Savino will be on sometime after that. The doc will be back, and we'll be talking about the time, quantum space, and time and space and things like that and all things that go on with that. And what else? We'll be doing a lot of other things as time goes on. What?
The Dez.
And then Jeremy's going to be on the Dez show, which we'll tell you about when that happens. That ought to be a real trip. And then there's no end then. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff. In the meantime, go to Facebook, get me on there. Go to where else can you go? Twitter at Frank Cotolo and Cotolo.tumblr.com. What?
At Jeremy Long MD.
At Jeremy Long MD, which is you can get there at Jeremy Long MD.
You can find out about all my shows and things like that there.
Find out all my shows. What you do? Just pat you and say goodnight? You're not going anywhere. You got work to do. Have a couple of more beers. Those aren't beers, are they? Are those lemonades? Oh, baby. What is that?
It's like alcoholic soda. It was not my first choice. My first choice was Blue Moon. Jeremy's first choice was Smirnoff Ice.
Wow, I'm telling you, these kids really got it. You guys really got it together when it comes to the stimulants. But they're nowhere near the mushrooms I'm on right now, but that's okay. we'll be back again. I want to thank everybody for being here, and we want to continue chronicling as time goes on. We're going to now, while you're done, we're going to actually be doing work here now. We're going to be doing, wonderful stuff.
Okay. This wasn't work.
No, this is not work. This never work when you love what you're doing. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you are. I got a lot of things to do. I'm leaving Chronicles right now. Last words?
Thank you.
And good night.
He said thank you and good night. I'm leaving because... Oh, yes. Yeah. So,
mistrust your government.
Oh, boy, we're getting political here
famous
now.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know, famous last words. Good night. I said good night to Mrs. Erstwhile. I have no idea what she's doing. I'll leave now because I have nothing more to say.